Yeah, Shibun uncle, you were saying commercial health insurance in India should be banned.
Yes. There should be minimal or no role of commercial health insurance.
Yeah.
Because only 30 to 40% of premium of the clients goes into healthcare, the rest goes into administration, profit and marketing.
Yeah. Okay.
Right, what's your next question?
My next question is, what is, I've understood the difference now between health insurance in India and America. Are there any other details?
Don't even say India and America. This is how health insurance works anywhere when you want to set it up.
Okay, fine, fine.
There's no difference here. You know, I'm talking anywhere you want to set it up. Sri Lanka, these are the principles.
Okay.
Now, after this, we can go, what should be good for India? To me, obvious is that we should not have commercial insurance because of waste tool.
Yeah.
We have collected money.
Yeah.
So we should have a government-funded insurance pool.
Okay.
Now, the problem with government-funded insurance pool is, I told you, of unfriendliness.
Yeah.
And inefficiency and bureaucracy that builds in.
Yeah.
This is my solution to that problem.
Yeah.
That we should have a single payer. That is a single pool of money, nationally integrated pool of money.
Yeah.
Where all the government tax revenue and all the premiums come in from the private parties.
Okay.
Now, this pool then is divided among the so-called insurance companies, who become only the administrators of this pool. Acquire clients and give them health insurance.
Okay.
All right?
Yeah.
So they contract, they put bids for the contract for their X number of clients. Let's say you have Girija Insurance Company that has 50 lakh clients in Chennai area.
Yeah.
You put in a bid for these 50 lakh clients that you provide them insurance. And then competition, there will be Ishan Insurance Company and Shibun Insurance Company.
Yeah.
So whosoever gives a better bid gets the contract for the 50 lakh people.
Okay.
This is my solution to the problem.
Yeah.
In this case, in this scenario, what happens is that you've taken the profit motive completely out, because now they will spend only money on administration and also on providing health care in competition to others.
Yeah.
If there's a profit motive, that they'll come out of their efficiency.
Yeah.
Right?
So yeah.
Because now they're not in a pooling business.
Yeah, yeah.
Of course, the bosses will get big salaries and so on, but that's part of the game. So you will remove the government unfriendliness.
Yeah.
Introduce friendliness of the insurance company and minimize the profit at the administration, because there's competition for bidding.
Yeah, yeah. Shibun uncle, yeah.
Okay.
My next question is, from the examples that you've seen, what do you know, any cases where insurance has been short sold? Like, what are the examples that you've seen and you've noticed in the U.S.?
It's always short sold for one reason, because there's a profit motive.
Yeah.
And because of the profit motive, the insurance agent on the insurance company has only one goal, and that is to maximize its profits.
Yeah.
So they do two ways of maximizing the profit.
Mm.
One is, in customer acquisition, they make the insurance so complicated the customer doesn't even understand.
Yeah.
They create a knowledge gap.
Yeah.
You don't even know what you're buying.
Yeah.
For example, in Seattle area,
yeah,
there are 77 insurance plans.
Yeah.
And in Chicago area, there are more than 80. So when you're a client, you don't know which one to buy. How do you compare? You're a non-medical person.
Yeah.
Even a medical person like me, I'm impossible for me to figure out which one is better.
Yeah.
So they create this confusion.
Yeah.
And so you fall into trap of buying something, then the insurance agent convinces to buy. So that's story number one.
Yeah.
Number two, because they're the profit-making business, they either deny your claim after you got sick.
Yeah.
Because they say it wasn't covered in your contract, which you never read to begin with, because you don't know how to read a contract.
Yeah.
200 pages.
Yeah.